Good afternoon. High pressure remains in control across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry. However, in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, a weak disturbance is pivoting through the northern and eastern Great Lakes and into our region, producing a fair amount of cloud cover, especially across the western Adirondacks and the Mohawk Valley. That cloud cover should tend to spread to the east as we go through the remainder of the afternoon. So overall, we'll call it a general mix of sun and clouds, but mainly dry, with high temperatures reaching into the lower and middle 30s on average. Cloudy skies overnight, the risk of a few passing flurries or snow showers, especially in the hills and mountains, with temperatures dropping back into the lower 20s. We'll wake up with that cloud cover on Wednesday morning. However, we'll go back to sunshine as high pressure builds back into the region in the lower 30s once again. But another weak disturbance will pass through during the day on Thursday. Again, the system will be moisture starved with nothing more than a few clouds and scattered flurries and a couple of snow showers with highs once again in the lower 30s. On Friday, we'll track the next and bigger storm system in our direction from the Tennessee Valley and Southern Plains. Right now, it looks like some sunshine on Friday morning will give way to increasing clouds. This system will pull in some milder air with highs in the lower 40s. The latest computer model trends keep this system off to our south over the weekend. Still, there's the risk of rain showers both Saturday and Sunday, with highs staying in the 40s. Behind the system, colder air will move in with the chance of a few rain or snow showers on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the system, which brought a major winter storm to portions of the southeast and mid-Atlantic regions over the past few days, will continue to wind down with only a few scattered areas of lingering rain or snow showers possible. At the same time, a cold front crossing the Rockies will also bring areas of light snow. The system will be rather moisture-starved as it reaches the central United States, with scattered and relatively light wintry mix of precipitation possible into tomorrow across portions of the northern plains and Midwest. The front may also generate scattered thunderstorms across portions of the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley in the warmer air by Wednesday afternoon. Meanwhile, an active weather pattern will remain in place across the Pacific Northwest over the next few days, with a strong cold front spreading heavy rain and mountain snow inland. Areas of heavy snow associated with this system will also spread into the northern Great Basin and northern Rockies. The higher elevations of the northern Cascades could see snowfall accumulations of 2 or more feet through tomorrow, with 1 to 2 feet possible for portions of the northern Rockies. After a brief lull across the Pacific Northwest, another front will approach late Wednesday, bringing another round of potentially heavy rain and mountain snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extreme ran from a high of 82 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 16 below zero at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 40, Boston sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 23. The record high 61 set in 1952, and the record low 8 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning at 7:15 a.m., sunset this evening 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine mixing with some clouds today, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine mixing with some clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few snow showers today with highs around 30. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine mixing with some clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine mixing with some clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for Wednesday, any clouds in the morning giving way to increasing sunshine, staying cold in the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, a few flurries or snow showers Thursday, lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds again on Friday, turning milder, lower 40s. A chance of rain Friday night and Saturday, scattered showers otherwise, with highs in the middle and upper 40s on Saturday afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a few rain showers in the lower 40s on Sunday, and rain or snow showers possible on Monday with highs near 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.